Please welcome Kelly.
Sometimes when we leave forever. But most of the time when we leave, that leaving is paired with a returning. And oftentimes that part of the story gets forgotten, the denouement and afterthought to rising action. And that's what I thought about a lot when I was a teenager before I had my first kiss, because I feel like most teenagers are worried about how they're going to get their first kiss. And I was just worried, like, oh, what do you do after you kiss someone? Because in movies, right, the main characters, they embrace and the music swells and they kiss. And then I didn't know, do you shake hands with them and go, thank you, that was a very pleasant interaction. Eventually, I did find out what happens after you kiss someone. You kiss the boy you like, and then you say, aren't kisses such a weird mechanism for evaluating compatibility? And because the boy you like is a weirdo just like you, he agrees, but you decide you're going to keep trying this kissing business anyways, and the boy you like becomes your high school boyfriend, and then he becomes your out-of-town boyfriend who visits you in college, and a couple kisses later, he's agreeing to help you drive across country to your internship on the East Coast. So there we are, on a summer day, stuffing all our stuff in the back of my car, and heading out for our first 100 miles from Pacific to Atlantic. Hey, so it's Monday now, and I need to be there because I start next Monday, so we got a week to get there. I mean, we should probably get there Friday because then I'd have the week to settle in, the weekend to settle in, but whatever. I'm sitting in the passenger seat while he drives. He's taking the first shift, and it occurs to me that even though we've been dating since high school, we've never spent more than a long weekend together. And now here we are, a full week jammed into my little hatchback. But we're going to be on our great American road trip. We're going to travel Route 66. We're going to see the Grand Canyon. We're going to eat funky road food, which, hey, did you pack any of those snacks? We'd sort of divvied up the assignments, so I packed all the bags, he did all the grocery shopping. So when I'm reaching in the ice cold, I really don't know what's going to be in there, and I just start pulling out bags and bags and bags and bags and bags of beef jerky and jelly beans, which he explains to me his criteria. One, it should not melt in your hand. Two, it should be consumed with only one hand. Three, it should satisfy either a salty beef jerky or sweet craving, jelly beans. And five, it should keep so well that we don't have to eat any funky road food. So I'm eating beef jerky, waving goodbye to the last in and out, cementing that I really am leaving California. We drive on through the night, and we stay in our first cheap motel, which ends up being our last cheap motel when we find mushrooms growing underneath the sink. And we sleep in sleeping bags on top of the motel bed, and the hum of the interstate drones on through the night. The next day, we wake up, and it's an important day because we're going to do the big drive to the Grand Canyon, which, if accounting for the place I was interning at is listening, I paid for that out of my own pocket. You did not pay for that. So we get to the Grand Canyon, and I'm excited because I've never been there, but he has been there, and we walk out to the little outcrop where all the crowd is, and I look out on the Grand Canyon, and I think, it's beautiful, but he asked me what's wrong, and I don't know. It's just, it's grand. It's just, it's something's missing. I mean, it's a canyon, so I guess the land's missing, but I thought it would be more visceral. So we walk along away from where most of the tourists are to this area where you can get a little closer to the edge. And he doesn't go because he's afraid of heights, but I do, and I creep out there to the edge, and I get that sort of fear tingling, but a little bit of excitement, and that's what I had wanted. I wanted that air leaving your body feeling. So I step back from the edge, and I go back to my boyfriend, and we get back into the car, and we continue on our big, great American road trip. And we don't really stop anywhere else after the Grand Canyon, partly because he didn't want to stop anywhere, partly because the Great Plains live up to the their name. They can be very plain. The most exciting thing that happens to us is for a second we catch an NPR segment that sounds so much like an NPR segment, it's almost a parody of public radio. Up next, redefining jazz harp. Which I didn't even know jazz harp was a thing, let alone needed to be redefined. On Thursday, we end up driving through Nashville, Tennessee. And we really do drive through Nashville, Tennessee, and stay in Lebanon, Tennessee. Lebanon, Tennessee is famous like the country for its cedar trees. And if you go to the tourist kiosk in Lebanon, it tells you to go back to Nashville, Tennessee, because there's more cedar trees than things to do in Lebanon. We get up the next day, and I ask my boyfriend, you know, this is probably the last day we can really do anything. And he goes, oh, nah, that's okay. Let's just push on, and then we'll get there by tonight. So we do. We get there Friday night, and I unpack all my things. I settle into my apartment. A couple days later, he hops on a plane and I don't see him again for a couple months. He comes back at the end of my internship and I think, oh, this is my second chance. We're gonna get to do that great American road trip I pictured. And I ask him, hey, how come you didn't want to do all those tourist things? And he tells me, oh, because you told me that it'd be better if you get there Friday so you'd have the weekend to settle in. And oh my God, I'm an idiot. I did say that. That was like the first thing I said when we hit the road. And it occurs to me that the whole time when I was thinking, road trip, road trip, road trip, he was thinking destination, destination, destination. So now it's my turn to listen to him. I pre-book all our hotels so that way we have a destination for every day. And I also do all the shopping for the food because I'm not eating more beef jerky and jelly beans. Well, a little bit of beef jerky. He was right about the beef jerky. That was pretty good. So we have a destination every day. And after that, we're free to explore. And we do. We go to an abandoned space museum. And we explore this hangar with no one else in the building. We go to the meteor crater. We drive through the snow. We see the petrified forest. We buy some Arizona cacti that come with the paper so you can take them over the border. And then we cross the border and we do that thing where we hand over the paper and the police officer asks, so where are you guys coming from? And we go, Arizona, as if that wasn't obvious because we're crossing the Arizona-California border. And I know I'm kind of rushing through this second chance and I was just saying, you know, denouements, they get the shitty end of the stick, everyone kind of glosses over it, but that's the thing. I don't think this is the denouement. I think we're still in the rising action because I don't want that second road trip to be the last road trip we take. Kind of want to keep taking road trips with him forever.